Oh, hi, Alan.
Yes.
Hey, it's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Good.
Good. Good to hear. I was following up because we're having trouble processing this month's payment, and I didn't know if there's something going on with the card that we have on file.
Yeah, that card doesn't work anymore.
Oh, no wonder. Okay, I can update it for you. Do you have the new card on you?
No, don't worry about it.
So, in the terms and conditions that you acknowledged with your e-signature, you agreed to an automatic renewal each month on the 1st, and in order to prevent that charge, you have to call us 3 business days prior. So there's a $299 past due balance on the account, and we can't even cancel an account with a past due balance. But the good news is you're catching it in time, because come January 1st, that will reoccur to $598, and it will continue to do so until this settles.
Well, so here's the deal. You had that with my driver, Matt Raymond.
Uh-huh.
And he quit. He quit and left, so I had no phone, I had nothing. That's the scoop on that.
Oh, okay. So
he got pissed off at me. He's not doing anything. I had no way to do anything, I guess.
Well, let me just look, because I can definitely take him off as an authorized user, but I want to make sure that the client calls are coming to you rather than funneling through him. You know what I mean? So let me just take a look at your call tracking number. The call tracking number is forwarding to this number ending in 0178, so that's good.
Well, I never got any calls from it anyways.
So in the time that you've been with us, your company has been found on the first page of Google 66
mm-hmm.
times, and you've had 88 Google actions, including clicks to your site, clicks to call you, and clicks for driving directions. So I'm thinking that you've gotten some solid work out of this, and perhaps you're just not aware. Also, you have Facebook ads, and you've been clicked on 82 times from the Facebook ads. So that's what, like nearly 170 hits over the last couple of months. So do you ask people when they call you how they found you by chance?
Yes. I have no new customers. Since I signed up, I did not have any new customers from you guys. Like, I have no work that came through Local Splash.
Okay. So no one's ever going to call and say that they're calling through Local Splash, though. They're going to call and say, I found you on Google. I looked you up on the Internet. I saw you online. All of that is as a result of this program. Okay?
Uh-huh.
But
and then
I do.
I've had none of that.
Okay. I want to respect your wishes. If you wanted to cancel, I want to give you a couple of options just so that it doesn't continue to affect your business and your credit and whatnot. Is your program does include an extra $100 worth of Facebook ads. What you could do, Alan, is if your intention is just to cancel, is you wouldn't need a fresh batch of Facebook ads, right? So we could take that off, and that would lower the past due amount to $199. And then once that settles, we can cancel the account. Just do it, you know, before, what, December 28th, because come January 1st, that next payment will hit. And I don't want that to happen to you. Also, have you seen the website that we built for you?
I have no access to any of that stuff. I have no control, because Matt had all the control on that, and he took off, and then I had nothing. I was stranded.
Oh, so I can send you the login and everything to your dashboard, but your web address is detweilersroofing.com. Right now, there's an orange banner at the top that says the information here is no longer being updated. That's just because we're having trouble with the payment. But once the payment goes through, that banner comes down. So you do have an option of, once this settles, you can cancel the program and keep that website and just pay us $49 a month for the hosting of the site. And a lot of people like that option because, you know, it's almost 2025 and you're going to need a site anyway. You know what I mean?
But you said I owe you guys money, but you didn't, if you couldn't take out the payment, that wasn't, you know, it wasn't on for this last month even.
So
you couldn't take out the payment.
The program absolutely was on this last month. The payment just failed on December 1st, so it was fully active until November 30th. So right now the account's still active. It's just that there isn't any active programming taking place because there's a problem with the payment. But, and I'll send you a text to your website, too, just so that you can see it. But
I can't check.
Oh,
I
you can't text?
I can't
okay.
do anything but receive phone calls.
Oh, do you have an email by chance or no?
I do not.
Okay. So what I would like to do, Alan, is once we get this all up to speed, is at least, you know, create an email for you. It'll take me like 2 minutes to do it, and that way we could send you some information and screenshots and everything of the results that you're getting so that you can see it.
You don't understand. So I have no way to get those emails or for you to get me an email. My phone I have is kind of like a landline phone. I can only do phone calls. I have no way to receive text or email or anything like that.
Okay. Okay, I got it. So it's just kind of like a old school phone type thing. You're like my dad. He's the same way. He says, you know what? I know how to reach my customers. They know how to reach me. I don't need anything more. And it's true. He doesn't, you know, he knows how to do his business. So, what I would suggest then is if you have a pen and paper, I can give you the login for the dashboard. But I don't know how you're going to access that if you don't have internet, unless you have a friend or a relative that, you know, maybe you get together with over the holidays that has internet. Maybe they could help you get on so you could see it. Because, you know, I think that if you see what you're getting and the value, you know, you're probably going to want to keep this or at least keep the website for $49 a month, you know, because I've seen this website get people clients from other sources. You know, I had a client call me a couple months ago and he said, Tina, can you help me open up the lead that's on the dashboard? He also didn't have a way to access it. So I opened it and it said, we want to hire you for the $8,000 bid that you offered us last week. And he said, you know, that's the strangest thing because that lead did not come to me from Google. I guess he was using a lead service and he had remembered going out and bidding on it. And I told him, well, guess what happened? Once he bid on that, the person did a little bit of due diligence on him. And when they saw that he had a valid website and credible things being posted about him, it actually solidified him in getting that job. So, you know, bare minimum, that's at least what I would recommend for you, Alan.
But if somebody would do that on the website, like, you know, there was no way I would receive it.
Yes, but most people will not even get to that form because when people find you, chances are they're going to call you right away, right? So they're not going to get to that form. Those leads that come through, they're rare occurrences because they're people that find you and then they can't call you right that second because they're perhaps they're at work or they're with family. So in those instances, they fill out the form on the site, but they're far and few between. Most people won't get to the form because they've already contacted you, right? So they're not going to have to. All you're going to have to do is pick up the phone when people call you, and I know that you're going to pick up the phone, right?
Yeah, here's my question is, if my phone number was out there the last 2 months or whatever we had this, why didn't I get any calls off of this number from them?
Well, you did. It's showing. Let me go back to the results. It's showing 13 clicks to your website and 6 clicks to call you from the first page. So that doesn't mean that you only had 6 phone calls, because the people that clicked to your site, if they were on a regular computer, they can't click to call you, right? So they would just have to dial the number. So, but 13 clicks to your site, which, you know, probably were all client calls, and then another 6 clicks to call you, which means those people looked you up from a cell phone where they didn't have to actually dial your number. They could just click on it, and it would automatically call you.
Well, and that was the other thing is, but the only thing I had through that was spam calls. I got tons of them since you posted my business on Google.
So we deal with a lot of clients that use other programs, and when we do a little research and they tell us that they're getting spam calls, we find out that they're not originated from Google. So are you using any other service like a Yelp or a Yellow Pages or Angie Leads or anything like that?
Angie Leads.
Oh, Angie Leads. Okay. So here's the deal. What we found, because we deal with a lot of their clients, is that Angie's will put, you up on their directory in addition to selling you leads. So they'll do, roofers in Iowa, for example, and then those scam companies just call through all of them. They get pages and pages of leads. So if you're getting a lot of spam calls, what I would recommend is maybe have them take you off of their directory, and then those spam calls will stop coming as well.
Well, you know, I just want to, for now, I want to shut everything off. I'm just tired of the whole thing for now.
Okay. So, what, do you want to just settle that past due now, and then we cancel it, and then you don't have to worry about any further charges?
What is the past due?
It's $299, but I'm going to take the Facebook ads off because you're not going to need those if you're canceling. So I will reduce it to $199 for you. I'm, absolutely not supposed to do that, but I'll definitely help you out a little bit and at least do that for you.
So what doesn't make sense to me is that balance, if I pay that balance, that's for December, isn't it?
Yeah, so if you pay the balance, your account would stay active until January 1st. So if you want to take advantage of the rest of the month that you're paying for, you absolutely could do it. You would just have to remind yourself to call us again at the end of the month to process the cancellation there. Because if for some reason you forget to call, then it continues to bill you. You know what I mean?
Well, that doesn't make sense. So why, if I don't pay this amount, you didn't do anything in December. Just shut it off.
So
why
can't
you pay your money?
Well, because in the terms and conditions and the voice verification recording that we have on file, you agreed to an automatic renewal each month on the 1st. And in order to prevent that charge, you have to call us 3 business days prior. And I've had that happen to me before. I know that I, had an old gym membership that was billing me for like 2 years, and I forgot about it. And when I found it, I called them and I said, look, I want to cancel. Oh, but, you're on an automatic renewal and you have to do XYZ. So they still made me pay for the last month, even though I hadn't been there for 3 years, because I started using a different gym, So that's how those things kind of work,
Okay, so send me a bill on the mail of the $199 or whatever you just said, and then I'll send you a check. Because I don't want to give up. I'm not going to give out my card number, because then you got it. And Angie's Leads, we tried to shut it off several times, and they just kept taking it out. So I just, yeah.
Well, I can't wear a black eye for what Angie Leads has done. You signed up with us October 1st. You got billed one time there. You got billed one time November 1st. And then it's the December 1st that we're having trouble with. So our company doesn't do any type of funny business like that. But what I can tell you, if you wanted to pay by check, I can do an ACH where we take a routing number and account number and just process it that way. That's the same thing that we would do if you mailed us a check. We would go to our computer and we would put in the routing number and the account number, process the payment, and then cancel the account. Because that way you get it all settled and that you don't have to worry about any further charges.
So can you just bill me and I'll just pay it?
So we don't send any type of paper invoices. I can email you an invoice, but that doesn't help you. So if you wanted to write the address down and the amount, I can give it to you so that you can mail a check. But again, it's going to be processed the exact same way. Unless you know, you're just worried about giving out your credit card, then what you also could do, Alan, is just go to like a Walmart or a 7-Eleven and put $199 on like a prepaid Visa. And then you could call me back and pay it with that if you like. And then again, once that settles, I can cancel the account.
You know, there's no way you could get that money out of me. Did you know that? Matt's got all the information on his phone that you took. It would come on him, but he did it for me, and so I don't want you to go after him either.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying, can you just bill me like a paper bill?
Well, so because we're a green company, we don't do any type of paper invoices. Everything is done electronically. But like I said, if you feel more comfortable sending in a paper check, I can give you the address right now if you have a pen, and you could just maybe write it down. And I could give you your invoice number and all that.
Just a second.
Mm-hmm. Hello? Okay, the phone cracked up a little bit. Did you say that you're ready?
Yes.
Okay, so the address is 10175 Slater, S-L-A-T-E-R, Avenue, Suite 200. And it's fountain, like a water fountain. And
then
suite is just S-U-I-T-E.
Suite, what was the number?
200.
200, okay.
And it's fountain, F-O-U-N-T-A-I-N. And then
okay.
Valley. V-A-L-L-E-Y. So Fountain Valley.
Okay.
California.
Is that just C-A?
C-A, correct. And then the zip code is 92708.
92708.
Yep. And then the invoice number is 855-360.
And the initials for California, is that C as in cat and A as in Adam?
Apple. Yep, exactly.
Yep. Okay.
Yep. And then did you get the invoice number or do you want me to repeat it?
855-360.
You got it. And then remember, just send $199 because I took that $100 off for you.
$199.
Mm-hmm.
that's active for December or not.
So, well, you want to cancel it. So once it pays, we'll cancel it to prevent further charges. Because if we keep it active, it will continue to bill you on the 1st. Unless you want to write yourself a reminder to call us maybe like around December 27th and cancel it then.
No, I don't want to do this again.
That's what I was thinking. I was thinking you wanted to just cancel and be done with it, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So that's, I'll put a note in here that once your check payment arrives that I can cancel the account for you. And then remember, during the holidays, if you get together with friends or family, have them look up your website, and if you decide to keep it, you could always call me and we'll set it up for you for $49 a month, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so I think we have a good game plan, and then I'll keep an eye out for the check. If it doesn't arrive by next week Friday, I'll follow up with you again. You think you're going to mail it today or sometime over the weekend? Or?
It won't be today. Maybe probably tomorrow.
Okay, so I'm going to put a note in here. Next week, Friday, is the 13th. So if I don't hear from you, I'll follow up with you on the 13th, okay?
Okay.
Okay, and in the meantime, have a great rest of your week, Alan.
Yep, thank you.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Bye.